presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman! And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has dedicated his existence on Earth to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who can leap tall buildings and bend steel in his bare hands as though it were paper, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Kent and Lois Lane, the Daily Planet star woman reporter, were assigned to cover the opening day celebration at Happyland Amusement Park, owned by young Nancy Bardet, a close friend of Lois. Arrived at the amusement park, Kent and Lois overheard a conversation between Nancy Bardet and Midway Martin, owner of a competitive amusement park called Carnival Town, in which Martin threatened the young girl unless she sold Happyland out to him for $15,000. Courageously, Nancy Bardet refused. With Lois at her side, she took her place in the horse-drawn silver carriage that was to lead the opening day parade through the crowd-lined streets of Metropolis. Clark Kent, suspicious of Midway Martin, drove to Carnival Town to see what he could learn. Then suddenly, stark horror entered the picture. The six white horses drawing the carriage in which Nancy and Lois were seated went wild and bolted down the street, headed for certain disaster. In the meantime, all unconscious of the impending tragedy, Kent, as Superman, is still at Carnival Town, at the rear of the shack in which Midway Martin maintains his office. Listen.
No, I can't be wrong. That man who just drove up in a car and hurried into Midway Martin's office is the same man Nancy Bardet said she hired as a superintendent at the Happyland Amusement Park. I'd remember his face anywhere. His name is Kelly. Question is, what's he doing here? Well, we'll find out soon enough without letting either of them know we're here. I wonder, is this door open? No, it's locked. And how about this window? Ah, that's open. Good. Now, to slide it up. Gently, gently. They mustn't hear me. Ah, there. That does it. Looks like a back room. Fortunately, the door to the front room is closed. Well, I just swing myself up and over the sill. Ah, there we are. I hear voices. Must be Midway Martin and Kelly in the front room. I'll get a little closer to the door.
Kelly?
That's Martin talking.
It's your outfit, Way?
No, but this one had me worried.
Well, you can stop worrying. That Bardet dame won't be running Happyland no more.
You fixed everything?
Just like you said, Midway.
Of course, if it don't work.
It'll work if you followed instructions.
Say, what was that stuff you told me to put under the harnesses of them horses? Looked like hunks of sugar.
Acid crystals. When those horses begin to sweat, that stuff will melt and burn the hides off them. If that don't make them bold and turn that carriage
Great
over...
Great Scott, they've fixed it so those horses will run away. I've got to get to the parade quickly. I may be too late now. All right, Martin. I'll be back for you. And you too, Kelly.
Like some giant bird, Superman leaps high into the air, red cloak streaming in the wind, speeding to the rescue of Lois Lane and Nancy Bardet, trapped in the wildly careening carriage. Even now, the pain-crazed horses are thundering blindly down the street, while a loose front wheel on the carriage wobbles crazily.
There's the wheel. It's coming on. It's terrible. This is all fight, and I give it all up. There's the up ahead, that bridge. It's being repaired. Will the horses fail? Something goes wrong. They're going. They'll go right through into the water. Jump, Nancy. Jump. It's our only chance.
No. Don't jump. Stay where you are.
The wheel's off. We're turning over. Move.
Painted. Both of them. Now, one under each arm. There. Up. Up. And away.
Snatching Lois Lane and Nancy Bardet from almost certain death, Superman carries them to safety. Several hours later, in Midway Martin's office at Carnival Town...
How is it?
Phil, open up!
Now, what's that? Hey, you look green around the gills.
Look at this newspaper. It just came out.
Wait a minute, close the door. What's this? Mystery man saves girls in runaway.
I went downtown to see what had happened.
Shut up! A mysterious Superman came out of nowhere early today and snatched two young women from the very jaws of death. Doomed when the six horses drawing the leading carriage of the Happyland Amusement Park Parade went wild and bolted, Nancy Bardet, young owner of the amusement park, and Lois Lane, Daily Planet reporter, today owed their lives to an unknown hero. Hey, what is this, a gag?
No, Midway, no, it ain't no gag. It's on the level. Some guy hopped on the carriage, grabbed the two dames, and got them off just before the whole works turned over. But that ain't the half of it. Read down at the bottom of the page there about the horses.
Although the carriage turned turtle after losing a wheel, the crazed horses continued dragging the wreckage through Main Street, finally crashing into the bridge construction scaffolding and falling into the river. Who cares about that?
Keep reading, Midway.
Four of the horses were drowned and have not yet been recovered. Two were fished from the river by the police emergency squad and were examined immediately by Dr. Anthony, city veterinarian, who found that a corrosive acid had been placed under their harnesses.
You see? See what I mean?
Well, what of it? Nobody knows we planted that stuff. Didn't we see you do it?
No. There wasn't nobody around when I stuck it under the harnesses.
You're sure not?
I'm positive.
Well, then they can't pin it on us. But we still didn't stop that Bardette thing. This front page publicity will jam our park tonight. My joint look like a morgue. Gotta do something to put a crimp in her setup. We gotta do it fast.
Say, what about putting some of her rides out of commission?
Nah, she'll just get them fixed up again.
Well, supposing there's an accident. It won't do her no good.
Hey, wait a minute. You got something there.
Yeah.
We'll do it another way. We'll warn the people. Tell them one of her rides isn't safe. And then if an accident happens, the police will close Happy Land up fast.
Yeah, but supposing the accident don't happen?
You'll make it happen. What's her big ride? That roller coaster? That sky chaser?
Yeah, but that's plenty safe.
Yeah, it won't be safe by the time you're done with it.
I don't like messing around with roller coasters, Midway.
You won't lose anything. I'll pay you well.
I know, but too many people are liable to get hurt, maybe killed.
Getting cold feet, Kelly?
No, it ain't cold feet. It's just that I don't figure on all this rough stuff.
Well,
you know?
From now on, you're taking orders, whether you figure on it or not.
Oh, yeah? Well, supposing I decide to pull out.
That wouldn't be very healthy for you, Kelly. I got a faint idea the cops would like to know who put that oxalic acid under those harnesses.
Well, you wouldn't squeal.
Wouldn't I?
All right, I'll play along. What do I do?
Get back to Happy Land as fast as you can. What time tonight does she open the park?
8:00. The first ride to start is a sky chaser.
Perfect. Now you fix it so that somewhere along that ride, the car jumps the track.
I can't do that. It's murder.
Don't worry. Nobody will be riding in the car. I'm going to have some notices printed warning the people that the sky chaser isn't safe. Get Joe Blake to fly over Happy Land in his plane and drop the notices. The crowd reads them, they won't take a chance riding the sky chaser. So what'll Bardette dame do? Send an empty car over the roller coaster to show everybody it's safe.
Oh, I get it. The empty car will jump the track and the cops will close the whole joint down, eh?
Yeah, you catch on fast, Kelly. Now get going. I'll call up and arrange to have the notices printed. Operator, give me Main 4376.
Time passes as Midway Martin, stopping at nothing to gain the upper hand, sets his diabolical scheme in motion. That evening, shortly before the scheduled 8:00 grand opening of the Happyland Amusement Park, Nancy Bardette, Lois Lane, and Clark Kent, all of whom have just arrived at the park, are conversing in the tent Nancy uses as an office.
I can't believe it, Mr. Kent. It just doesn't sound possible.
Well, it's true, Miss Bardette. I saw your superintendent, Kelly, go into Midway Martin's office at Carnival Town just after the parade started from here.
And you think Kelly and Martin were responsible for making those horses bolt?
I wouldn't be at all surprised, Miss Lane.
Wait, here comes Kelly now.
Oh.
You sent for me, Miss Bardette?
Yes. Kelly, were you at Carnival Town this afternoon?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Carnival Town? Now, what would I be doing there?
Seeing Midway Martin and telling him how your little plan to kill those two girls worked out?
That's a lie.
What's happening out there?
Why, an airplane's been flying around, dropping notices.
What kind of notices?
Saying the sky chaser ain't safe.
What?
Well, that's what the notices say.
I'll get one.
Lois, come with me.
Here you are, Miss Bardette. They're all over the place. Listen to what they say. Notice to the public. The sky chaser ride at the Happyland Amusement Park is not safe. Don't risk your life on it.
But that's not true. Of course it isn't, Nancy. Look at that crowd. The sky chaser is supposed to make its first trip now. Nobody's buying a ticket. They're yelling and booing.
Well, they've all got these notices.
I know what I'll do. Lois, Mr. Kent, come on. Look at Nancy. She's climbing up on the ticket booth.
She's going to address the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen! Whoever is distributing these vicious circulars stating that the sky chaser is unsafe is not telling the truth. Believe me, it is absolutely safe. And to prove it, I will take the first ride.
She's taking an awful chance. Midway Martin may have done something to the sky chaser.
Nancy, come back. Mr. Kent, stop her. Stop it, Mr. Kent.
Will Lois be able to prevent Nancy Bardette from taking the first ride on the sky chaser? If not, is the young owner of the Happyland Amusement Park courting death? Or has Kelly failed to carry out Midway Martin's orders? Tune in next time and follow the thrill-packed story. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.